So without further ado, I'm going to pass on to this evening's compere, Peter Stewart.
Good evening!
Good evening!
Are you awake? It's been a long day. Those of us who are at SLF, we're probably bored out of our skulls. Those who are in the class, we're probably more energised, doing more things. Certainly more interesting things, in my experience. It was definitely that. My name's Ian Stewart. This is my 34th Teach Me I have attended. Ooh. Only ever live 4 times.
Ooh.
I have been, John Johnson pointed this out to me, I've been to more Teach Meets in more places than anybody else in the world. I previously lived in Isla, so I would sit there looking at this little screen going, oh, I wish I was there. Oh. And there I am. Isn't that great? Now, I understand there's some... what was that?
No.
You think it's Isla? You got detention, boy. Oh, I miss the classroom. I've been 6 months out of the classroom and I actually do miss it. You do miss it when you come away. Don't get me wrong, that first day back, when I go back and go, what the hell am I doing? But you do miss it. I understand there's a little bit of Scottish Government vote counting going to start for the first talk. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, all right, yes. Yes, Hugh, who's representing the IS this evening, he's got the head off soon, so we've got all the names up in the random name picker, the Wheel of Fortune, and we've rigged it.
Okay. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but let's start counting those votes, shall we say? Okay. So, start round.
Yep, so Hugh's up there, so we'll just instead of doing the name picker.
Hugh, right! Come on!
Well, good evening and thanks for inviting me along. I hereby admit to the fact that the EIS has sponsored my buffet, I understand. So I will be able to report back to our National Health and Wellbeing Committee. The beer, the snowballs and the crisps have gone down a treat. Maybe we'll balance it out with a veggie burger later on if that's slightly more healthier. I haven't been terribly disciplined today, I'm all in professional development. I was into the office 7 o'clock this morning, tried to take a couple of hours and then a taxi up to the SLF. Unfortunately, swamped with work all day, so I missed that. That was rather disappointing. My name is Hugh Donnelly. I'm the Glasgow Local Association Secretary, and I'm also a convener of the National CPD Subcommittee. We're an organisation of 60,000, which is a big organisation for Scotland. But we can't compete with the big hitters down south, who have got 300,000 each, the NUT and ASWT. So we don't have that same capacity for that research base or that ability to deliver CPD wholly independently. But what we have done over the last few years is develop our EIS Learning Network, who are active up and down the country, who are there to inform, advise and support members in a whole number of ways. And we have been active in building a number of partnerships across the country over the last few years as well. For example, we had a significant partnership with the University of the West of Scotland in the days of Charter Teacher, which was, in my opinion, rather ungraciously ditched for all the wrong reasons in the day. We've developed leadership courses with Glasgow and Edinburgh University at points. We've been in partnership with the University of Stirling. We've got a big project going off the ground now with the City of Guilds. And up and down the country, we've held a whole number of professional events, most recently around the issue of a professional update, which have been extremely well attended. We're on CPD fairs, we work with Education Scotland, professional learning events, and we work mostly with Tapestry and others. What we'd really like to do is to develop that agenda. We know some of our Scandinavian colleagues, for example, do have their own income streams in offering accredited professional development as part of that union structure. We're not quite at that level yet, but it's a direction in which we would like to go. We see no contradiction and no distinction between our traditional focus on salaries and conditions of service, the educational professional aspect of trade unionism, and the professional development, and we would like to build that capacity throughout. I don't know if you do have any questions you would like to ask. I don't know if any of you have come across or any experience with our learning reps. So the next national event is on the 8th of October. We've got Michael Wood, the Director of Education, come along, who will be talking about the government's flagship project on building capacity in modern languages, the 2+1 project. So that's on the agenda for that. But we work closely with the employers up and down the country in terms of trying to promote the CPD agenda. And we are in difficult times and we realise the constraints, etc. But what we have found across the country, the events, is there's a fantastic thirst there for professional learning. And it's always been done in terms of professional engagement beyond the working day, twilights and weekends. But what we're finding at the moment, our members are finding at the moment, is that there is a real barrier to accessing quality CPD in terms of sabbaticals or in terms of release during the day. And I think that's something that we'll have to address in the future, because it can't all be done on an equitable basis, simply twilight and at weekends. You can sustain that for a good part of your career. You can sustain that at different parts of your career, but it's very difficult to sustain constantly, continuously over a career. And if we're serious about career-long development, I think there's got to be a blend of different opportunities for people across the career if we're actually going to realise the ambitions that we've set ourselves in terms of Scottish education. I didn't miss I missed Mike Russell this morning. I heard that everything was very, very positive, as far as I'm like to believe. I was sharing a platform with him last week, just before the vote at the EIS event in the Trades Hall. It wasn't quite as uncontentious as it perhaps was what was today. But he did perform well, and things were positive, and certainly prepared to listen. Everybody's prepared to listen, and I was just talking to some of the delegates earlier on about the real problems we face, because you can talk about the cuts to the cows come home, and we all agree there is difficult times and nobody's got any answers. And we have the mantra of creativity and flexibility and thinking out of the box, and I think we've all done that in leaner times. I think we've all done that and we continue to do that, and it's remarkable what you can do in this particular climate. However, I think there's got to be a moment where we've got to turn it round and actually begin to build capacity again. That's fine, that's okay. So thanks for inviting me along. I hope you enjoy your evening. I hope it's a successful Teach Meet. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, the question I have for you immediately is, can we claim this for CPD type of professional learning?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Dutifully reflect on the impact and outcomes.
Absolutely. Beautifully reflect, and that's what we're going to do in the restaurant after this is over. I would say, those of us who are going along. So, excellent. Thank you very much, Hugh. That's a really good positive start. Thank you very much for your support and for your help. Now, I'm going to actually turn the disc, and it's going to be... Who's going to be first? Now, I've actually lost where the mouse is. There we go.
You just
missed
Fortune.
No, that's nice.
Oh! He's about to take you, teacher.
Oh.
Sorry, David.
It says 100% safe at the bottom here. That's a good sign.
Oh, it's there. It's replaced. Oh, no.
Click to spin.
My apologies. Okay. On the list, you are going to be number 9.
Ninth person.
Ninth person, who is?
Keep going. Yeah, 5+4.
5+4.
Wynn Jones.
2-minute presentation.
Thank you so much.
Is there a
link?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, Pettigrew Primary at TeachMeet, what's that all about? There we go, that's this. That's all you need to do, is just have that one. This is a bit unusual because one of the Pettigrew gurus is in the room, so...
Yay!
But... Kenny and Fergal, who started off the Pettigrew movement, they were having a drunken chat. You did say it was drunken, didn't you, Kelly?
This summer.
When they kind of were reflecting on the fact that there are primary people who've got involved in Pedagoo, which is very grassroots, and professional learning by teachers for teachers, and it's spawned all sorts of things, like fringe events and something massive in Strathclyde University just before the summer. There's another one coming up this weekend actually in Edinburgh. It's spawned mugs and t-shirts and hoodies as well. And there have been primary teachers such as Robert, who's sitting there, and a few other people, maybe you, some of you in the room as well, who've taken part in some of the Pedagoo events, but maybe it's true to say that the majority of colleagues have been from the secondary side of things. So Fergal blogged in August, I think it was, might it be an idea to have a one-off specific, sector-specific primary event with all the same ideas, very grassroots, run by primary teachers, for primary teachers, pre-service, in-service and educators as well that are involved in that sector. Just to give them a quick... oh no, I've lost my thread completely. Just to give them a taster of what the Pedagoo thing is. Okay, so Robert, myself and Aileen, we've set about trying to organise one. We've got a venue, it's confirmed. It will be in this library in Edinburgh in the spring, April, May, just after the holidays. If you follow that hashtag, or even if you don't, if you're Pedagoo Friday and you're a primary teacher in Scotland, I will probably hunt you down. but there you go. If you follow that hashtag, you'll find out more. There are flyers here. Please help yourself, take a handful and distribute them freely. Thank you very much.
Now, there was a very odd Twitter conversation between us leading up to this. Would it be odd to promote another organisation, movement?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't see Pedagoo and Teach Meets as two separate things. It's an ethos, and I think that's really important. Those of you who are not aware of Pedagoo as a movement, please have a look at that, particularly Pedagoo Friday. That idea of sharing something positive that's happened in your classroom has been really inspirational to me. Particularly in a dark Monday morning, and I look back at it and I go, I feel better about myself. And actually, there's some people in here who have shared things that have not gone well. And actually, those are actually really, really important as well. And we all learn from those, not just... So Pedagoo is not a separate thing. I see it as the same part of the ethos. And the thing that's happening on Saturday is not in Edinburgh. And it would be a riot if you said that. It's in East Lothian. It's in Preston Lodge.
Yeah.
I know, because I'm going. So hopefully I'll see some of you there. Did you spin it? No, no. You don't trust me.
I put the sound on. Did it spin?
No, no. Okay, we have number five. I wonder who number five is.
Andrew James,
7 minutes.
Hello. Stick it in.
A microphone.
Here we go.
May not work.
Well, just a very quick one.
Sorry,
I can do it without
running that machine.
I want it. In that case, we'll just have to wing it. That's absolutely fine. Hello, everybody. My name's Andrew James. I work for Scran. I'm not going to talk about Scran tonight. Hopefully, you all know about it. It's copyright clear pictures and other things. We're at Scottish Learning Festival if you want to speak to us. But instead, I just wanted to point you towards four other sources of copyright cleared stuff for the classroom that you can use, you can download, you can play, and it's all inspirational. And I'll show you it right now. Have we got a web browser somewhere?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
fine. The first one I was going to tell you about, and by the way, if you've heard of all these four, that's absolutely fine. I won't be offended if you want to go and get another drink. But I'm guessing that you haven't heard of all of these. They're mostly sponsored and paid for by Education Scotland, who, frankly, I don't think are very good at telling people what they have at their disposal. So I'm going to point you towards them. One of them is called Scotland on Screen. Has anybody come across that before? A few people nodding, that's great. I think it's a fantastic site. It's actually a free site that anybody can access, not just teachers. But the best thing is that teachers can log in through Glow, and over and above the general public, they can actually download the films rather than just watch them. Anybody can watch them. Thank you very much, David. That's great. So we just go to Scotland on Screen very quickly. I'll just show you what it looks like. This is it. It's a fantastic resource. It's a... sponsored by these guys. It's mostly all stuff from the National Library of Scotland, the Scottish Screen Archive. Loads of films about Scotland and Scottish sorts of things. If you just click Browse Collection, it's a really, really great site. And as I say, you can play all of these within the browser, but if you log in using Gloat, you can download them as well, and from there you can use them offline, you can edit them, you can incorporate little bits into your teaching, you can say what happened next, all these sorts of things. Really, really good for visual literacy, teaching particular topics and subjects, all that sort of good stuff. So that's what number one. Number two, very similar site, Languages on Screen. Sorry, I might have to Google that, but has anybody come across Languages on Screen? A few people, but again, that's great, not the whole room, which again shows that Education Scotland aren't really very good at promoting these things. It's been around for a couple of years. This is particularly good for language teachers, but others as well, I think. But it's very similar to Scotland on Screen. It's short films in different languages, French, Italian, German and Spanish. They have promised Gaelic films at some point as well. They haven't arrived yet, but we have been promised that there are going to be Gaelic films. Very, very similar to Scotland on Screen. You can log in using Glow. You can play these things. You can download them. Incidentally, there's also lots of resources for teachers about how to use film in the classroom, what to look for, visual literacy, those sorts of things. So have a look at Languages on Screen, especially if you're a foreign languages teacher. It's a really great site. The third one is, let me think now, Screening Shorts.
You're doing well, David.
Fantastic, thank you very much. There's a Debbie McGee to my Paul Daniels. There we go. Screen Shorts, there we go, thank you very much. Here we come across this one. Again, it's another Education Scotland one, all paid for by them, absolutely free to teachers. I'm not here to sell you anything. Again, you can log in with Glow, you can log in lots of other ways. This is very similar to the last two. Again, it's all moving images, but this time mostly from the BFI and other resources. And the nice thing about this site is it's not just documentary-style films. There are fiction films here as well. There are animation films, lots of other things. A really great site, all free to use and download for the classroom. It's fantastic. That's number three. The fourth one, hopefully a few of you will have heard of this, but there might be some here that haven't. Books for All. Is that something that people have come across? The Scottish Books for All database. Books for All Scotland it is, David, I think. Thank you very much. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's the one. Again, log in with Glow, and you have access here to lots and lots of resources, not films this time. This is all books, large format books, large print books, etc., for people with dyslexia, perhaps, or for people with visual disabilities. Unfortunately, these are only for use with people with these sorts of disabilities, but it's definitely a good site to use if you're working with any students that have these particular challenges. Lots of pointers towards fiction books, but also non-fiction books as well, things like exam techniques, exam books, etc., etc. And some of the resources on there are actual materials that you can download and access straight away. Others are pointers towards where you can find these materials in various libraries and order them. But there are things like large print books, there are braille books that you can order and download, there are things that you can access in PDF format, there are things that you can access in DAISY format, there are things that you can access for Kindles. But it's a fantastic site. Again, Education Scotland doesn't do enough, I don't think, to promote this, even though they paid for it. So that's four places to go for fantastic copyright cleared resources that I think are fantastic for all classrooms. That's all.
You'll notice this login with Glow. I should profess some ownership here. I am what's called a Glow product owner, along with John Sexton, John Johnson and Chrissy Lallant, and we are responsible to working with the Scottish Government to make things better in Glow. If you haven't been in for a while, have a look. You may be surprised. And this idea of using that to log into different sites is something we really want to push. So it becomes access into lots of things. So it's about beyond that and will be pushed on. I've used your 2 minutes, so thank you very much for that. That was very good. I do have a story, actually, of the first one, the Scran video films. It has on it the last manual telephone connection system being operated on the Isle of Jura, which is one of the catchment areas for my school. And actually I showed that in class, and some of the kids started giggling and laughing. I thought, what's going on here? Turns out the two old ladies are speaking Gaelic, going, why are these stupid people asking us just to plug things in and out more? I've really no idea. Oh, it's fluent Gaelic, but nobody else knew what was being said. So I thought that was just fantastic. Let's move on. I should also say that as someone who sat on the other end of a connection, listening and watching what was happening. Please, please, please be aware that your audience isn't just here, they're actually here as well. Okay? So I've deliberately come round here to make sure the microphone can pick me up. So remove five. I probably just got to remove five there, but it's still at six. What are we?
Second last one.
There we go, teach me. I'm not used to this Mac thing. Number five, six.
It's me.
David Noble.
2 minutes, Ian.
Yeah. 2 minutes. Okay. I'm senior teacher at Hillside School in Aberdour, and we're a residential school, 52-week placements for youngsters. I think the term at the moment is social, emotional, and behavioural needs, not difficulties anymore. And we put together individual education plans, and we review these all the time. We try and make sure that the broad general education has some kind of purpose and progress through, some kind of continuity. But we're really, what we're working towards is the transition when they leave care, actually. Not only leave school, but leave the care system. In terms of the intensive supports, obviously now we know that the supports to continue is meant to continue into their 20s. So a big focus for us is when they're finishing their fourth year, you know, they may well engage with qualifications into S5, but usually it's a kind of package that involves work placements and some kind of college attendance. We're having great success with that just now. What we've found is that work placements in the community have been very effective, but there's lots of third sector or social sector organisations out there, and that might include organisations like Fife Sports and Leisure Trust, who are willing to take youngsters on a volunteering basis. So that's what we've done. We've gone the Saltire Awards approach. There's new SQA volunteering awards, etc. There's a new introduction to work placement award again with SQA. But at the moment, we're going with the Saltire Awards. It's a government-backed qualification, which basically counts the number of hours that a young person does in a volunteering work placement. So we've had young people who've been all involved with the children's hearing system. Many of them have come to us involved in criminality out with parental control. But we're working to turn their lives around. And then one of the things that we're aiming, as I say, when we get into fourth and fifth year, is to get them into a volunteering work placement. What we are finding, and there's no great research at the moment, although that's something I'll be keen to do in the future, but anecdotally, these young people are becoming more confident just in time to apply for college or to leave care and actually try and go out and get a job. So as I say, a Saltire Award is really worth looking at. Young people can get an award for 25, 50, 100, 250 hours volunteering. And the online portal that comes along with it is really worth looking as well. We make sure all our young people sign up for the online Saltire Award portal because they can keep a record of their training. They can get, obviously, a testimonial from the employers, and they can log their kind of personal journey through a reflective journal. So take a look at it, compare it to the other opportunities that are out there for work placement and for volunteering.
One of the things about having a smaller number of people, and people finishing early, of course, is that you allow some flexibility if something's really interesting, which of course everything will be. So the Saltire Awards is a fantastic opportunity. We have so many opportunities out there. My World of Work is another one. My school used extensively and logged in and recorded and reflected on learning, and it linked in with the Saltire Awards. So those are things worth looking at. Right, I'm going to move six. Come on, same with move six. Come on. There we go. That's better. Five comes up again. We'll try not to ignore it. Yeah, we'll ignore it. There we go. We move five. And I forgot to move it last time. After 34 watching, you think I'd get this right, wouldn't you? Three. So back up to three. And second last one. And we have Sarita.
Good.
Sarita.
Sarita
and
George.
Welcome.
You saw the puzzled look on my face.
I've got to take a chance to get a beer.
Good one. Just whilst David's setting that up, I'll just quickly introduce myself. My name's Sarita. I'm the programme manager for Interfilm in Scotland. Some of you that were here last year, or at SLF last year, might have known us when we were called Film Club. And if you were at SLF last year, which I know some of you were, we had a big massive gorilla senior photo. unfortunately King Kong's not there this year, but we are now sort of reignited as Indie Film, and we're a wider film education charity. I just press. Maybe just
now. Yeah, just go down.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll do it. It's a bit fun.
All right, okay. So we're a film education charity, and this is just some of the stuff we do. We've got film clubs. We've got learning resources, which are now sort of fully interactive. So some that have just been recently published. We've got a Roald Dahl one and a Love Languages one that have just come out in the past few weeks. You've got your teacher's notes, and then you've got your accompanying PowerPoints that have got film clips embedded in them now. Earlier in the year, we had more just sort of teacher's notes and referencing you towards the films, whereas now we've got the sort of technology to embed it all, which is fab. We're sort of working on and always doing a programme of CPD, or as Education Scotland are now calling it, CLPL. We have our free film festival in November, and we also do a lot of filmmaking projects. And what we really want to show you today is a mix of some of our CPD and our resources, because that's the stuff that's actually happening now. Teachers are using it. And Joe, who's one of the newest members of our team, the new programme coordinator in our Edinburgh office, is an ex-teacher as well, and just wanted to share with you some of the stuff that we sort of do in practice so you can see it. But all our stuff, again, it's all free. It's on indiefilm.org, and you can just download it and access it anytime you want, really. But I'll hand over to Joe.
Thank you. Could you scroll to the next? I'll see if I get this to work. Could you see if there's a play aspect to this? Has anyone seen Bad Teacher? Basically,
that's not CPD.
Basically, this is like the opposite of what we think film in the classroom, how the film in the classroom should be. She basically comes in and she's like, ask them if they've seen this film. They're like, no, you're like, no, she's never seen it. She puts whacks it on, wraps a cardigan around her head, and puts her head on the desk, and that's it. That's it for film in the classroom. So, could you move on to that? Thank you. So this is what we think how it should be used, and why film in the classroom is really useful. Increases cross-curricular attainment, increases student engagement, improves literacy skills. It's really inclusive in developing literacy skills. It develops a variety of employability and wider skills, helps with teamwork, confidence, self-esteem, because there's different aspects to it. It's not just the watching, but there's making, there's storyboard and their script, and there's all different aspects. Develop analytical and critical thinking skills, which we're going to be doing in a wee minute, and experience in other cultures. So that's why film in the classroom, we think it should be used. Can you go into the thinking? Mm-hmm. Right, okay, we're going to do one of our CPD activities, basically. So when I was a teacher in the classroom, when I was doing reading groups or I was looking at a novel study, you want to discuss character, you discuss clues, you discuss setting. You want to really pick apart the bones and you think that about the character. Why do you think that? What's the author used? What language does the author use to be able to make you feel that way? And we're really lucky in Scotland in that the Curriculum for Excellence treats film as a text. It is a text, so you can study it as such. So we're going to look at three stills, and I'm going to give you 30 seconds to just think, okay, what does this tell me about character, who uses the room, what is the setting tell me about the story, what could the story be? Okay, so first one, please. This is a film, Short Term 12, so if anyone's seen it, don't give any clues away. So have a look. I'll give you a few seconds, and then just we'll have no hands up. We'll just have some shouting out answers of what you think this room could be used for, who uses it, what do you feel about it, what impression are you getting from it. Okay, just start to shout out when you're ready, actually, when you've got like a first impression, just because I'm aware of time.
Beige, cold.
Empty.
Time out.
A waiting room. So you're starting to already put like think of okay, what exactly is this room? So waiting.
Is it a cell?
Pardon?
Is it a cell?
Why would you think it was a cell?
The window's funny.
Yeah, you've got an observation window, which like how it throws people. You go okay, but then you've got this contrast between the observation window and the wee happy wee dog. And you kind of think okay. Any other thoughts on that image? Pardon?
Hospital, clinical.
It does have a very cool look. You might not be able to see from there, but what I would maybe in the classroom, I would do this, and then I would draw attention to the fact that these are actually scratches on the wall. and you can't see it from a bit further back. So, yeah, it's... We'll come back to what it is. We'll talk about it in the end. So keep that one in your mind. All the cells are from the same film, so it'll help you build up a picture. So if you can scroll, thank you very much. This one I find fascinating. So again, who uses this room? Who is this character? What is this room? Pardon?
Student.
Student? Okay. That's one.
Bedroom.
What's he got in his hand?
Animal lover. He said animal lover. Excellent. Well spotted. What did you think? Where? How did you think
that? Just because he's feeding his fish.
He's feeding his fish.
Yeah,
the stingray. Well done. I thought it was a seal for like the longest time. Stingray. Killer whale on a wheel. So you're building up a picture because you can look at this and think, okay, young lad, hats on the side, half naked. You kind of think, oh, and then you start to see these fish and you see these animal things. Does anyone know? And student as well. Pardon?
Aces.
Yeah, he's got work and glasses, and so you start to build up another. You start to build this character up, and you start to get a whole picture of him. Okay, right. Next still, last still.
I'll give you longer. It's fine.
Okay, this one. Still from the same film. Remember, so.
Shops at IKEA.
Very simple.
Residential.
Residential.
It's American. Cold.
See the brick walls.
American. So again, you're getting your young people to think. This is comes from our resource. Our
film language
resource. Or it's normally I can see at the bottom of your house. Remember that you can use in the classroom to develop. You're predicting and summarising and character and setting and you're pulling all that together just looking at itself. It's inclusive because it doesn't matter how well they read physical words, everyone can read a picture in some way and pull up an opinion. The American flag's really interesting, it's dirty. I didn't notice that at first, and then someone pointed out and you showed somebody go, yeah, why is it dirty? Why is it messy? Basically, and that's all three, does anyone notice what this is? Can you see this? It's a wee kazoo, and he's playing with a puppet theatre. Now, if you put those three images together, you start to build up a picture of what this film might be about. Does anyone have an idea of? Because we've got like cold, clinical. Those are some of the words, but then again, the other one looked like a student. If because of it, can I go back to a picture?
Residential.
Yeah, if that just that one, this one. Because of the camera angle, you can't see his whole room. But they are exactly the same room. They're basically, it's a film about a care home. So it's like, because you're close up on him, you don't. So then you're talking about shot, and you're talking about why has the director or why has the filmmaker chosen that angle, that shot, and then you're thinking deeper about how it is, how they've conveyed message. So it is about a care home, and that's the kind of calm down room, the first one with the scratches, and the dog's actually a punchback. So you see how you would use it in class, how you could get them to discuss it. Obviously, I would normally give you longer. You could do it as a carousel activity where you print the pictures off and they can go around and kind of add wee post-its to it and things like that. There's different ways of doing it. We've just kind of done it over. Okay, 30 seconds, go, give me first impressions. But if you're wanting to like talk and develop language, you could then tease them out with questions. You know, like I was kind of giving you pointers to have a wee look, but you could be thinking, you could be asking more open questions and design hot questions and things like that around them as well. And that's pretty much, can you go to the last? I think that's it, basically. How to get involved. There's us, newsletter resources. And that's me. If you want to have any questions, I'm jojospence at interfilm.org. Yeah, that's us. Thank you very much.
Well done. My school was actually part of what the previous incarnation film club. We used it extensively. And I think somebody tweeted, Leaders of Learning tweeted about film as a narrative becomes really, really important. I think that is absolutely correct. And we need to understand that visual literacy becomes incredibly powerful. And I think it's becoming more so all the time. So that's my little agenda too. Four! Just a four. So Carol and Sheila improving their classroom. I need all the help I can get. Take your notes.
Well, we're absolutely delighted to be here, and I'm really delighted that Carolyn's put together this little presentation.
And then she's going to sit down and look at
it. Was that a buck being passed?
I think that was handing over the baton. We've got a short PowerPoint here.
We're not allowed PowerPoint this thing.
All right.
Okay. Oh, we didn't know that you weren't allowed.
No, it's...
Right.
Sacred rule.
Well,
it's not a sacred rule.
We didn't know.
Bad use of PowerPoint. That's what's not allowed.
What's that? Ignorance is no defence. So just carrying on with it. The other thing is, it's kind of difficult to see a PowerPoint on radio because we didn't realise that people were going to watch this. So there might be moments of silence or people can just...
We can share the PowerPoint
later. Well, we're just going to start. Improving our classrooms is a course run by Glasgow City Council. It was initially run for primary teachers, and we have some graduates of the first cohort in the room. Give us a wave.
Oh, a round of applause, come on.
And the idea, it came from, well, Glasgow City Council, but also Chris McElroy, who is ex-chief HMI and formerly a Glasgow head teacher. So he put this together to, his idea was to give something back, but it's really about teachers conducting their own professional inquiry. It's about, it's not a course that gives the answers, it's a course that allows teachers to work on something completely of their choice that they've identified themselves, and it gives them the time to think about it, to work on it, to work together to improve. The aims of the course was to improve the skills and understanding of practicing classroom teachers, allowing them to evaluate the learning and to work on something that they wanted to focus on. It validates the professional role of teachers. It's something that's being done for them, not done to them. And I think it was very important that we have the saying in Glasgow, if it's not happening in the classroom, it's not happening at all. So developments from above, if they don't make their way into classrooms and teachers, then it's not, it has no impact at all on learners. So this was very much focused on the impact in your classroom. The course, as I said, was originally developed for primary teachers, but at the last term of the last year, the Leaders of Learning team, sorry, we're all from the Leaders of Learning team, developed this course for secondary teachers, and we have some of those people in the room. You give us a And they built on the success of the primary course. They wanted to do something for secondary teachers. So this was the pilot group, and we've now just started the first cohort of the first proper cohort of the secondary teachers. The primary course is already accredited for professional recognition, and it's our hope that the secondary one gains that recognition too once it's been running for a while and we can gather the evidence. It provides the strongest evidence for your professional update.
Do you want me to
The strength of the course is... The course is built around the idea of trios of teachers working together. They support each other, they visit each other's classrooms, they give each other feedback, suggestions, and I think the one of the strengths of the course is that 3 years down the line, a lot of these trios are still meeting together, still supporting each other, still in that little supportive group.
I'm not going to read that because we're probably near the end of the time, but what I would like to say is when we are looking and when we listen to
presentations that are given by the trios. It is absolutely stunning, the variety and the quality of the work that has been done and is being done in Glasgow. I think in the primary, I think we're on maybe the seventh or eighth cohort, yeah. And the secondary now is the first cohort after the pilot. But if you could only see the work that has been done in trios across the whole of the city of Glasgow, it is really quite remarkable. The projects that teachers embark upon and share with each other, and it's all credit to them. It's not credit to us or credit to our team for writing any programmes. It's credit to the teachers of Glasgow who are really pushing forward improvement for the sake of the children. So we are absolutely stunned sometimes when we watch these presentations, and I think that my colleagues would agree to that.
It's a real affirmation of teachers' professionalism.
Yes.
Some of this, we've made some slides that says just some comments that we've got from the teachers that have taken part in the course, some of their feedback. Most of them say it's the most effective CPD that they've taken part in because they've formed it and shaped it from themselves. Some of the comments are from head teachers and deputies, the management in the school, and they're commenting on the difference it's made and how this influence has spread from the original classroom and how the rest of the staff have engaged in this and been interested and how it's spread throughout the school and the community.
There is a workshop that is happening tomorrow as well in the SLF that our colleagues are taking part in. So if you've been lucky enough to get onto that workshop,
Or queue up and see if you can get a space, they're going to speak specifically about the secondary course. So that's tomorrow afternoon. What time?
1:15.
Sorry, that'll be my session at 1:15. Sorry.
2:15 then.
Really would.
So thanks,
Alice. Fantastic, guys. Well done. Now, those from other authorities may recognise a familiar scenario with TLCs, the Tapestry Programme, driven by Dylan Williams, around that similar idea. And I think it's the important part of peer becomes really important, that where you talk to colleagues and you learn from them, similar to what we're doing tonight. Okay. Now, well, I want to raise one person's profile in here tonight, right now, John Heffernan. I first met John in a pub in Ireland. He wasn't just random. He actually travelled from Ireland across to the mainland Scotland and then come all the way to Islay to go to an unconference because he liked some of the ideas. We didn't tell him it was a free bar. That was not the reason he was there. He discovered that after he got there. But I think the power of sharing, not just nationally but internationally, becomes really important. And identifying what we have in common, not just what we have apart, becomes really, really important. That beer bottle's empty, hurry up.
I know. Right.
One more, Ian. One more.
Then we'll take a break.
Okay? Two. We have Colleen Sutton, SEQF. Yes. Thank you.
Hi everybody, thank you. When in our office, every time we get a new event come in, everybody just says, yeah, I'm available, I can do that. And I'm the new girl in our office. So somebody said, Teach Meet Learning Festival, it's fantastic. Go along, you just have to listen. No, have to do a 7-minute presentation. So, but Susie, I'm here to raise awareness and show you access to some free resources. But first of all, quick question. Do you know what SCQF is?
Yes.
Great job. Everybody thinks SCQF is this postcard. So all the kids know that whatever qualifications they've done, they're working at a certain level. Some of you may go back a little bit further than others, and there's other resources there.
But my real reason for being here tonight is to introduce you to Squaffold. Right? Squaffold. The title was devised by one of your colleagues. It's not something that came out of your office. There was a little competition went on and came up with Squaffold. The whole idea of Squaffold is to get teachers, parents, carers to understand the system. Okay? So what we've tried to do is put together a mini session plan, teaching plan, if you want, to use in the classroom. So when the kids ask those difficult and awkward questions, well, you know, I've got a National 3, what can I do with it? We are not SQA, okay? We want to get the message out there that there's a whole range of Level 3, Level 4, Level 5 qualifications out there. And this resource helps you to work with the kids or with your colleagues or with your senior management teams or parents or carers to understand there's more to learning than, dare I say, English, math, science, languages. Okay, so would you mind just clicking on that, please, David? So I've left a little bit of a leaflet out for you to look at. But what we should be able to get is, if you just scroll down the page a bit, teachers and advisors, there's a PowerPoint, there's a lesson plan, there's flashcards and there's case studies. The session is sort of timed around about 50 minutes, but you can split it or you can look at it. Genuine case studies for the kids to look at to see what they're doing now, what they need to do to get onto certain college courses, and what else they're doing outside of school. Youth Achievement, Ask Dan, Duke of Edinburgh Leadership Awards, and quite interesting, you know, the work David was talking about in his school, it's all really, really valuable. And I'm not going to ask the question, because I don't. This leaflet should go into every school. It's distributed on our behalf by SQA, and it gives a great example of other qualifications the kids are doing. So if they're asking you, what does this mean? What we're trying to do is just say, you know, it's not that difficult if you take a little bit on board. Some of you might get a surprise at your own qualifications and interests outside of school. And it's ever growing. So this, which you may have seen in your careers or guidance rooms, isn't just about this. It's about everything that sits behind it. There's another 500 plus qualifications that fall into ASDAN, there's Deaf Blind, there's NHS, there's a vast number of other qualifications there that the children can work with. Boys Brigade, the Girls Brigade are looking at some. You know, it doesn't just have to be your kids have to achieve national, I know they have to have it in maths and English, that's a said. But there are other qualifications that employers, that voluntary organisations would very much engage with if you just had a little understanding of the framework and how it works. So on your seat, you've got a leaflet with the website, this leaflet and the card. Everything we have on our website is free and open access to download. If there's anything else you need or you want, give us a call. It's all free. It's all there. Okay?
Fantastic. Well done. Right. Thank you.
Okay. So that's the end of the first half, folks. What we'll do now is we can go and get a refreshment.